Hello? Is it on? Awesome. Good morning, church. I understand that last week my friend Caleb told everyone that I would be giving today's message in Chinese. So, without further ado, Hin Gao Xing Jin Tian Zhao Shang Lai Yu Da Jie Fen Shang.
You did it. Hey, that feels better.
Could you actually understand me?
Yeah. I got that.
To the few people that said yes, that makes me really happy. To the people that didn't, I'm sorry. That's actually the first time I've ever tried that because I respect Mandarin so much and I don't want to botch it. Plus with the different tones, I'm always afraid that I'm going to get one of the tones wrong and instead of saying like sweetheart, say like jerk or something like that. So I try to avoid that as much as possible. But Caleb actually helped me and wrote it, the phonetic sounds, and so I just read. I cheated a little bit.
他学得很快，我刚刚给他写的，他就可以发出声音来了。
So thank you, Brother Shen, for inviting the youth ministry to be a part of the worship service this morning.
Don't need the translation.
Oh, this is a work in progress. The translating thing makes me really nervous, I'm not going to lie. It is a blessing to have the opportunity to honor our 8 high school graduates from the class of 2017 and share a message from God's word with you this morning.
感谢主的赐福，让我们今天有这样的机会来庆祝八位高中生在我们中间今年毕业，来而且分享神的话语。 Sorry.
That's why I interrupt. I'm yeah. Sorry. I thought you're done. And while it brings me great joy to be here this morning, it's also quite bittersweet because I know that we're going to be bidding farewell to such a large group of talented young adults that worship with us every week.
虽然非常高兴我们今天在这里聚会，但是也是心里五味杂陈，因为我们要看着这八位年轻优秀的孩子们要离开我们，到不再跟我们在一起主日敬拜了。So
if you're a senior and you could stand, I'd like to at least recognize everybody. Okay, you guys can be seated. I'm going to have you stand again in just a second, though. In case you're not sure of the faces that you just saw, so I can at least give you some names. I did it in alphabetical order. Don't want to show any sort of favoritism. Hannah Chow is graduating and going to Calvin College, where she's going to be on the swim team. And when I think of Hannah, I'm also going to share one thing. Oh, I didn't pause.
It's okay.
Sorry.
Hannah 是秉刚他们的女儿，她要去 Calvin College， 我不知道怎么翻了，卡尔文大学，对，而她要去，而且在那个游泳队里了。And
I'm also going to share kind of just the first thing that came to mind when I thought of each of these individuals.
我也要分享一下，当我想到他们这几个孩子的时候，什么事情？
Hannah was our VBS extraordinaire.
她是我们VBS的杰出贡献者。
She every year would want to start preparation really, really early.
她每年都帮我们做VBS的计划。
And was so incredibly passionate about all the little kids.
非常对我们的孩子们非常有热心，有爱心。
She has an incredible heart for teaching and teaching little kids.
她非常的有爱心来教导我们的孩子们。Then
we have John Duan.
我们John段金刚弟兄和他们的儿子。John
Duan's going to be going to the University of Michigan.
John 要去密西根大学。
And when I think of John, I think of one of the most passionate and loving people that I've ever met. I can't think of the number of times that I saw him caring for other people, loving other people, and being excited and passionate about everything that he says and does.
John 是一个非常有热心、有爱心的孩子，常常是鼓励、关心别的孩子。
Jason Liu is new to the youth group.
Jason Liu, 他爸爸妈妈不在我们这里，他是新来的。
And he's already left us. He went to the University of Southern California and left yesterday.
对，他已经昨天搬到南加州去了。
And Jason was kind of a thinker. He would always follow up with messages or anytime we had a discussion and ask more questions. So he was really deep with his faith.
Jason 是非常善于思考的人，他而且常常分析我们所传达的信息。他有非常强烈的追求。
And then we have Albert Tan.
Tan Hua Lin, 弟兄他们的儿子 Albert.
And Albert's going to be attending Michigan State University.
他要去密西根州立大学。
And Albert, he's more of a quiet type, but Albert is one of the most hardworking individuals I've seen.
Albert 是相对安静一些，但是他是一个幕后英雄，常常在幕后做很多的事情。
Many times, be it VBS or youth group, if there was something that needed to be done, Albert would do it without trying to have any attention. He would just get it done to help everyone.
Albert 在我们youth 的活动中或者 VBS 很多的事情需要做。他都默默无声的在后面做，而且不需要别人去提醒他。
And we have Carolyn Wu.
还有那个是吴振宇弟兄他们的女儿 Carolyn.
And she's going to the University of Michigan.
她也要去密歇根大学。
And the first thing that came to mind for some reason when I thought of Carolyn was two animals actually. she reminds me of a mother hen and a social butterfly.
他说就是想到 Carolyn 就是想到他用两种动物来比较，但是我觉得更贴切的讲的话就是说他就像一个大姐姐一样而且
I don't know what you're saying. I trust you.
Okay. You talk about mother hen, that's what I think of a big sister.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, so. More like a big sister or somebody that was always watching out for other people, making sure that they're okay.
对他，我也是同样的，他总是会去关心其他的 peers, 其他的 youth. 他从不让，就是看到有人落单的时候，他就会过去跟他跟他们聊天，非常有爱心。
And we have Karen Xu.
Hey, 那也是那 Karen, 钟丽华的女儿。对不起。
And Karen, all I could come up with for her, well, actually two, is kind of a jack of all trades. Over the years, from the time she joined youth group until now, she kind of became.Not a know-it-all in a bad way, but the type of person that's dependable because she knows everything that's going on all the time and then puts extra thought into it. I can't tell you the amount of times she'd text me and be like, hey, can we do this? Or are we doing this? And checking up. So she's kind of the jack of all trades.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a long one.
Karen 是一个十项全能的多面手什么事情她都会考虑得很周到，而且想得很深，经常跟Ben 发 text message， 就说想着，哎，这件事情我们是不是要这样做啊？很多事情都安排得很妥当。
And I need to add to that that if anyone has a really large van, Karen usually brings 12 to 20 people every single time she comes to church. So if you want to donate a van, Karen could definitely use it. She's also kind of the taxi driver.
她也是耶，啊，耶稣里面，就像也是一个大姐姐一样，就我们大人当常常说我们是出租车司机，但是她呢，经常的时候给他们那个耶稣很多人 ride， 就是给他们搭车，啊，如果你们谁真是有一个大的车，可以 donate 给他的话，那会非常感谢。
I have no idea what she said.
They laugh, it means they know it.
They thought it was funny, so that's good. And then we have Charles Yan, who's going to be going to the University of Michigan as well.
Hey, Charles, your mom is just my name. Yan Hongyu, Yan. The Yan Hongyu, the son. 妈妈是Tina，对，天天我最熟的，都忘掉。Sorry about.
Oh, you know you're fine.
Yeah.
And when I think of Charles, I think of a soft-spoken leader. Charles, from the time he came into youth group, he was really soft-spoken, and now that he's graduating, I hate seeing him go. He just has a personality that people tend to be drawn to him. What Charles is doing, other people tend to do. So Charles, he's a good leader, has been a good leader, and I know you will be in the future too.
对 ，Charles 是一个非常好的一个领头人，在youth里面经常，我也经常看见他，就是常常就像 Carolyn 在整个 group Charles 对那些小男孩特别的关心，就说大家你们家如果有小男孩，要给 Charles 一个 big applause， 然后要跟他说谢谢，他非常的关心小孩子们 ，Yep。
And then for the last one, we have Kaylee Yang, and she is going to the University of Michigan as well.
Johnny and Buddy, their daughter, she is also going to Michigan University, Kaylee.
And I tried to use personality type things, but I cannot. Kaylee is the one that I have to use a physical gift. She is the best artist I've ever seen in my entire life.
Kaylee 是我们所见到过的最好的艺术家，其他的人我都是用他们的个性啊，他们的品质来评价，但是Kaylee 我不得不说，她是我见到过的最好的艺术家。
She gave us one of the most precious gifts. Every time we've had a kid, she has drawn an exact picture of their face and given it to us. And so they're framed and they're in a house and they will be for the rest of our lives.
对，他每次看有小孩子来，新的小孩子来，他就给他们画像，他们画这个画像真是像极了，大家会终身难忘的挂在他们的房间里面。
And so before we get to the message, if we can, one more time, seniors, stand up. We love you. We appreciate you. We're so glad that you're part of our body. I know some of you guys haven't made it to 18 years old yet, but to start, let's assume that all of our seniors, the average age is 18 years old.
我知道你们中间有些人还不到18岁，但是就先让我们假设你们都已经18岁了。
That means you have been on this earth for 216 months.
那就是说你们在地球上已经生活了216个月。
That's 936 weeks, 6,552 days, breaking it down even farther, this is the challenge for you. You've been alive for 157,248 hours.
因已经在已经生活了大概15万个小时，
Pastor Shin and I always talk about numbers, and he explained how it's harder going to Chinese than English. So enjoy the next one.
Okay.
A whopping 9,434,880 minutes.
大概是 943万秒 分钟, sorry 分钟, minutes.
You got every single one right?
Close.
Are you ready for seconds?
Yeah, we can do that.
Just kidding, I didn't do seconds. Of all the time that you've been alive, did you know you spent around 2,160 days in school?
你有2,160天在学校度过。
Let's see how Caleb does with numbers again. That's 15,120 hours.
15,120个小时。
And 907,200 minutes.
97,200分钟.
Roughly one third of the total days that you've been alive have been spent at school.
大概就是三分之一的时间你都是在学校度过的。
10% of every hour and 10% of every minute from the time you were born, on average, was spent in school.
大概10%的时间是在学校度过的。
And that doesn't even account for the amount of time you've spent doing homework.
还不包括你做家庭作业的时间。
Studying, being in Chinese school, in ACT, or SAT prep classes, preparing for entrance exams, writing college essays, and applying to college.
自修，去中文学校，准备各种各样的 ACT, SAT的考试啊，还要写申请学校的论文。
And so I started running some more numbers to challenge Caleb.
Yeah, it's keep on going. I can be challenged.
Oh, yeah. And the results were astounding, the amount of time that you guys spent in school. But then I realized that I'd forgotten to factor out the amount of time that you all spent procrastinating.
就说你们花了很多的时间在学习上。
And I forgot to factor out the amount of time that you guys spent on YouTube.
Oh, 我还没有把那些你们在 YouTube上的时间剪掉。
And the amount of time you spent arguing with your siblings and being teenagers.
作为青少年，你们跟你们的 弟兄姐妹吵架的时间也没剪掉。
Incredible, awesome teenagers.
你们是很棒的青春期的少年。
But that's the past, and here we are now, post-graduation.
那已经过去了，现在是毕业之后了。
I don't know if you guys are anything like me, but I specifically remember certain feelings I had at my high school graduation.
当我高中毕业的时候，我有种特别的感觉。
Primarily, I remember feeling relieved.
我感觉到彻底放松了。
I had spent so many days looking forward to finishing up all my schoolwork.
我花了那么多时间就是来期望,
And when the day finally arrived, I remember triumphantly walking up on stage and receiving my diploma.
我记得在毕业那一天我非常自豪地, 跑上讲台领毕业证的时候。
And being a teenager, I remember feeling ecstatic, knowing that I'm free.
作为一个少年，我真是感觉到我现在自由了。
I figured there would be no more tedious homework assignments.
没有再也没有枯燥的家庭作业了。
No more getting up early and no more curfews.
没有宵禁，也不用早起了。
But then, the farther I looked beyond graduation, I started to get a little scared, because adulthood wasn't pretty from a teenage perspective.
但是当我看到想到我前方的成年路的时候，我觉得感到有一点点心里的害怕。
I made an all too common mistake in being so focused on my goal for the end of high school.
我犯了一个特别的错误，就是专注在高中毕业的这个目标上。
I was not prepared for what lied ahead.
我没有为前方的路准备好。
I made the mistake of confusing graduation with retirement.
我被毕业和退休这两个概念给搞混了。
So we're going to all repeat this together, and we're going to do it a few times. Wow, good timing. Repeat after me, everyone, if we can. Graduation is not retirement. Good. If we can at least remember that by the end of the message, we've done well today.
如果我们能记住说毕业不等于退休，那就很棒了。
For those of you guys that don't know, there's actually an enormous difference between the two.
你们当中可能有些不是很清楚他们之间的区别。
Graduation or to graduate means to pass from one stage of experience, proficiency, or prestige to a usually higher one.
毕业指的是从一个阶段的声望学识到另更高的一个阶段。
Graduation is one chapter within the storybook of our lives.
毕业是在生命之中章程之中的一小节。
On the other hand, retirement, it means to march away from the enemy.
退休呢是远离敌人。
Or to withdraw from usual use or service.
或者是从常规的使用和服务当中退出来。
While graduates pass from one stage of a life of their life to a higher one,
毕业是从现阶段进入的更高一个阶段。
Retirees are moving away from, move away or they're withdrawing from the end goal.
退休呢，在另外一个方面却是从战场上退下来。
Hopefully you guys are able to see the comparison that we're starting to make.
希望你们能够看出来这两者之间的区别。
Because today we're going to look at how becoming a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ, is a lot like graduating.
今天我们分享一下成为一个基督徒更像是一个毕业的过程。
So let's imagine that you are enrolled in the most prestigious, respected, and authoritative academic institution the world has to offer from the day that you are born. From the time that you come out of the womb, you are placed into a prestigious academic institution.
就假想你在一出生就被放进到一个全世界能够全世界最好的、最有声望的一个学校。
We'll call this institution the University of Righteousness throughout.
我们就叫它叫全然公义大学。
Or you are not. You are not.
Okay. You are not. Okay.
Beginning when you take your first breath, you are expected to maintain and excel with you are not's standards and their criteria.
在你呼吸第一口气的时候，你就被期望要达到所有的指标，在全然公益大学里面的指标。
And these standards and expectations were established far before you arrived.
这些指标都是在你出生之前就已经设定好了的。
It doesn't take long to realize that probably going to have a hard time living up to those standards.
不需要多久就可以发现非常难达到这样的指标。
But you're feisty and determined to do everything you can to succeed and graduate.
但是你有很强烈的愿望，你下定决心要达到或者超过那样的指标。
So you double down and do as many good things as you possibly can.
你下定决心，花三倍努力要达到那样的，做好那达到那样的指标。
So you start keeping a mental list.
然后你就会在脑海里中，建立起一个清单。
Guest lectures, seminars, everything that the president of the school would consider extra.
你就会参加课座讲座，教那个学校校长所期望的特别的的东西讲座，你都去参加。
You wear really nice clothes, and you look impressive compared to all the students around you.
你穿非常整洁华丽的衣服。
And you've started to make a habit even of lending pencils to people that aren't prepared for class.
而且你也把铅笔借给你旁边没有的同学。
So check, check, check. The more you keep track of all the good things you're doing, the more you realize that it still doesn't measure up to the standards that you are not has in place for the students.
好多事情你都发现你已经做了，这样也做了，那样做了，但是你越去查考你的那个清单，你越发现还有更多的事情你没有做到。
And so you're forced to accept the fact that there is nothing that you could do academically to ever graduate from you are not.
这样就迫使我们意识到，不管你花多大的努力去提高你的成绩，你还是达不到这个学校毕业的要求。
This is only a picture of the human struggle that we have with sin. For every person that's been given the gift of life.
这就好像一幅生动的图画来显示我们人在面对罪的时候的一种景象。
The Bible says we're all sons of Adam.
圣经说我们都是亚当的后裔。
This means that we are born with a very distinct sin nature.
我们有与生俱来的罪，
meaning we are the descendants of the ones that brought sin into the world.
我们是那个把罪带入世界的后裔，
and we're therefore victims of our fall from grace.
我们就成了因为亚当没有。Fall from grace. 对，我们就成了亚当在恩典中的犯罪受害者。
I'm realizing now that you have a far more difficult job than I do.
Maybe.
Thank you for helping. I appreciate you. We are born with an overwhelming willingness to disobey our Creator.
我们常常叛逆我们的创造主。
We rebel against God in whatever ways we see fit.
人凭己意行。
Oh, are you done?
Yeah. This one's short.
That was the first time I said more. In a world that was flawlessly created to reflect the glory of God.
在这个世界，神造这世界充满了他的荣耀。
By radiating righteousness throughout the world，
充满了他的荣耀。
We are not doing that。
可是我们没有，我们。
We are simply students of sin。
我们更是以犯罪。
But the Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only son.
但是 圣经教导我们说神爱世人甚至把他的独生子赐给他们。
God looked down upon all of his creation that was actively rebelling against him, and with arms spread wide, he sent his son to die on a cross in our place.
神看世上充满了罪，就把他的儿子赐给他们，而张开他的爱的双臂。
The Bible goes on to tell us that it is by grace through faith alone that we can be saved.
圣经告诉我们说，我们本乎恩，因着信，我们可以得救。
That this is the only way we can be made whole again.
这是唯一的一个让我们完全的途径。
The only way to be washed clean.
我们被洗净。
To be born again.
我们重生。
Grace,
恩典
through faith,
因着信
alone. So let's return to our story. When we left off, you had just come to the realization that there is nothing that you could possibly do to graduate from You Are Not.
回到我们的你们的故事当中，我们刚刚讲的。无论你们怎么做，你们也没法从全人公益的公益大学毕业。
And it is in this moment of your deepest despair that a student walks over to you.
就在你完全的灰心丧气、垂头丧气的时候，有一个学生向你走来。
And the student begins to speak with you, and he smiles as you're unpacking the fact that you know you're not going to graduate from You Are Not.
当你正把你所有的想法，你知道你没法从全人公益大学毕业的东西都倒出来的时候，他向着你微笑。
I am, he proclaims. I am able and would like to pay the high cost of the years of you not living up to the expectations.
他宣称我是，他说我愿意来为你付一切的代价。
He says, in fact, here is my ID. Here is the very identification of who I am.
这是我的名号。
Take this to my father. He's the president of You Are Not, University of Righteousness throughout.
拿着这个名号到我的父亲那里去，他是全人公益大学的校长。
If you believe me, he will allow you to graduate.
如果你相信我，他会让你毕业。
Better yet, he will adopt you. You will be called son.
更好的是他也会接受你成为他的儿子。
It's not a very difficult thing to imagine how we would feel if we were in that situation in the real world.
不难想象如果你在这样的情况下 你是一种什么样的感觉。
To be in a university and to feel like, or to know that we have, there's nothing we can do to earn our degree.
意识到你 不是因为你能做什么你能够毕业。
But to have someone offer us a degree that we've always dreamed of.
但是他却给我们那样的毕业证书。
Oh, my bad. Graduation has always been a dream, and now you could have your dream because of that.
毕业都一直是在你的梦想之中，那很快的你就会要毕业。
Graduation would mean that you would get a new life, the one you've always wanted.
在那个大学的毕业，你就会得到一个新的生命。
It means new plans and a new purpose.
意味着新的计划，新的目标。
So on this Sunday that we celebrate the 8 graduates from high school, with our remaining time, the time we have left, I'd like to celebrate our graduation by grace.
在今天我们在这里庆祝这八位高中毕业生的时候，我们来一同来庆祝他们的毕业，用凭着恩典来庆祝他们的毕业。
It is a graduation that everyone that believed and placed their faith into Jesus, we all share.
这是我们每一个人在相信耶稣的每一个人同有的恩典。
Amen.
Now repeat after me. Graduation is not retirement. Graduates, do not retire from hearing what God has to say for you this morning. Do not retire from what God has for you to hear this morning.
Okay. BSN, 请不要忘记神要对你说的话。
I encourage you to do whatever you can to remain engaged.
我希望你们时常与弟兄姐妹们连接。
This means not memorizing the words that I say or Caleb says.
不是说要记住我们所说的话。
But understand the implications on your life.
但是希望你们理解这些信息对你们生命的影响。
So let's, before we start, if you guys don't mind, I'm going to start with a word of prayer, and then we'll jump right in. We're not going to translate it, so just know that you're covered by prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this morning. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to gather together. We thank you for the worship and the time in song, drawing closer to you, God, and to your heart. Lord, as we go to your word, Father, I pray that this would be a fruitful time. Lord, for those of us that are tired and might be drifting off, Lord, I pray that you would give us energy and strength because, Father, in your word, there's so much power. And I believe that what we're talking about today can truly change our life. Lord, for those that aren't tired and are fully focused, God, I just pray that you would give them a passion and a desire to apply what we talk about, God, so that we might be graduates from sin, live to grace, and Lord, in all ways glorify you. So God, we give you this morning. We're excited for what you're going to do in our lives. Work in our hearts. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.